Take Me to the River. Crispin Omen, don't forget, mark your calendar. It's going to happen right here with me, Mike Stewart from Boston Women Rock, and my girl Molly, my co-producer. We are going to interview her next week. Tune it in. Again, April 17th, and we're going to start it at 11 a.m. Hey, you're listening to Dance Music at Chris Music Series, DJD on the Wheels of Steel, WMFO, Medford. Coming up, my girl Molly.
I've made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours that we once knew. It still make me blue. They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has to steal since we've been apart. So I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly into the line of a dark black night. singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
Every single day, I walk down the street. I hear people say, baby, so sweet. Ever since puberty, everybody stares at me. Boys, girls, I can't help it, baby. So be kind and don't lose your mind. Just remember that I'm your baby. A cage can never see the sun. This diva needs her stage. Baby, let's have fun. You are the one I choose. Folks would kill to fill your shoes. You love the limelight too now, baby. So be mine and don't waste my time crying. Oh, honey bear, are you still my
before I leave? I love margins and discipline. I make lists in my sleep, baby. What's my sin? Never quit, I follow through. I hate mess, but I love you. What to do with my impromptu, baby? So be wise, 'cause this girl satisfies. You've got a prize, so don't compromise. You're one lucky. And if you give a damn, take me, baby.
And if you protect him,
that's it. The straw that breaks my back, I quit. Unless you take it back with him.
What is it about them?
Can't live with them or without them. Take me for what
Alrighty, it is 12:10 p.m. You're listening to DJ Molly on Chatting with Molly on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was a little bit of Take Me or Leave Me from the musical Rent. Happy Wednesday, everyone. We have a special guest on today. Guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hello. My name is Margot. I am a junior here at Tufts, one of Molly's teammates on the Tufts EWO women's frisbee team. and I'm just rocking it out on this Wednesday. I'm feeling good.
Just rocking it out. Margo was a previous guest. We like to call them OG guests who showed up to our 6 a.m. show.
Yeah. Well, maybe called in on that one.
Oh, yeah, called in. And her mom was a listener for a couple weeks, which was true dedication. Or maybe the noon show, but lots of history with the Erheim family and the Chatting with Molly program.
Mm-hmm.
A quick shout out to DJ D for Dance Music Express. Gave us a great show. Next week, we'll be doing a little collab interview with the previous music director of SNL. So that's pretty exciting.
So cool.
And yeah, so we can get rolling with our show. First question I like to ask my guests is, what'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Okay, very interesting question, because I was kind of thinking of things I might start off with in this interview / co-hosting / guest starring appearance. And I was going to say that I had an awesome breakfast this morning.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How perfect.
It was a great new creation.
Okay.
So as you know a little bit, I've recently become vegetarian cooking vegetarian.
Great.
So whenever I eat out, I'm not going vegetarian, as I had a massive prosciutto pizza at Semolina last night.
Sounds amazing.
But cooking vegetarian. So this morning I made a little toast, popped it in the toaster oven, whole grain toast, smeared some harissa on top.
Okay. Where do you get your harissa?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, but probably like Be Fresh or Wegmans. Okay. Yeah, I think it's pretty ubiquitous.
Nice.
Put a little spinach on top of that, a little salt and pepper, little kale, white bean, deli meats from Trader Joe's,
Nice.
Which I've been really digging.
For brekkie. Okay.
For brekkie, add some like meaty texture. And then a little fried egg right on top. And just called it a morning.
Oh, sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was so good. It was really good.
Wow. How much time do you usually dedicate to breakfast?
Another interesting question. I would say about 5 minutes.
But that sounds like a lot more than 5 minutes.
Definitely.
I mean, from prep to clean up, out the door, whatever.
Definitely. So I think when I have my 9 a.m. class, it's more of a make some coffee, grab a clementine, and go type
Got
of situation.
Yeah.
But on Wednesdays and Fridays, I don't have class.
Mm.
So I usually like work out in the morning and then really do put some dedication into my breakfast creation.
Nice. That is great.
Either yogurt bowl or like a little egg sandwich type thing, as I made this morning.
I love the egg sandwich as a breakfast. I feel like it really sets you off on a great foot for the day. My go-to, man, earlier in the semester, I had a really good rotation of oatmeal, yogurt, and then egg creation. And that could be, I got really into poached eggs in the beginning because our pans are really bad. And so it's really hard to clean
Into poached eggs.
And so if you poach them, it like is a nice little cleanup. But I also just love poached eggs.
Yeah.
So that worked out.
Because texturally, you feel like they're the best? Or
yeah, I think they're exciting because they just kind of break open. It's like this little, it's like how I feel a hard-boiled egg should be. You know, it's like this little pocket of egg, and it's beautiful. And then you break it open, and it's just like, yolk.
So then what's your thoughts on soft-boiled eggs? Because that's exactly how I feel about soft-boiled eggs.
Yeah, I like soft-boiled eggs. I have yet to find a boiled egg that has the white, the texture I want, and the yolk, the texture I want.
What's the texture of the white that you want?
I want the white pretty hard. Like, white is hard, but I like the yolk very soft. But I find that soft-boiled gives me, like, a gooey white, and that freaks me out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My mom used to make soft-boiled eggs and put them in, like, little egg cups.
And you, like, crack them.
And you, like, crack around the edges, peel off the top layer of the shell, and then you kind of dig into the white totally hard, and then you have this like little trough of yolk.
Sounds
amazing. Yeah.
So I guess I've only had bad soft boiled eggs then.
And maybe I've only had bad poached eggs.
So what do you not like about poached?
I think the white is too, I like a little more structure to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And I think of poached as being like little malleable goo ball.
Yeah, it is malleable, more malleable than hard because there's no shell keeping it in place while it's like cooking and hardening. But I think I like that because the water kind of makes it like let it spread out a bit, but then the heat cooks it so it's the firmness I like and a little bit more spread out than a hard boiled. But yeah.
So transitioning to oatmeal.
Yeah.
Notice you listed that as one of your.
I did. We have a caller calling in.
Okay.
610 area code. Do you know that area code?
No, let's check it out.
All right, let's just put them right on. Hello?
Hello, Molly and Margo. It's Mary / Mom.
Hello, Ms. Erheim.
Hello, Mom.
Thanks for calling.
Did I interrupt that conversation? I just put you on silent, but I had to call in with the breakfast discussion going on.
I would love to hear your take on eggs.
Oh, love everything you're talking about. And Margo, you reminded me we have to make soft-boiled eggs like that again. They were so good.
They're so good, yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you make them?
Those are just, I haven't done them in a while. I think it's like 3 minutes. Just slip them into boiling water.
Oh, wow.
It's like 3 to 5 minutes, depending on how cooked you want them, and then just pull them out, and as soon as they're cool enough, you know, can run the shell under cold water, and as soon as they're cool enough, you just peel them off and eat them. They're delicious.
Wow.
But the other thing is, Margo, do you remember coddled eggs from England?
No. But maybe I blacked them out of my memory.
No, so they're an English thing where you break the egg into a little ceramic pot, and then you can put all kinds of things in there with it, like herbs or spinach or, you know, ham or whatever, and then you screw a little lid on and you dip that down into boiling water, and when you pull it out, you just take the lid off and it's ready to eat.
So it's like an omelet?
So the egg doesn't actually touch the water at all, but
exactly.
The ceramic dish, like convection, cooks it.
Right, just, yeah, like almost baking, but you're just dipping it into water really quickly, so that's really delicious, too. But then a couple of other quick things. Harissa, Trader Joe's harissa is great, I think. Margo,
I think
you didn't
that's
get it
probably
there.
What I get. Yeah, it's like a little glass jar. It almost looks like jam.
Yeah, it's like a paste.
And it's a little more liquidy than a paste, I would say.
Okay.
If I'm talking about the same one as you, Mom.
Yeah, and you can also, I just learned, buy it actually as a spice, just as the dry spice, which I never knew before. And then breakfast also that I love, and I never know how to say it, is it acai?
Oh, yeah, acai bowls.
Dairy.
Yeah.
You can buy that at Trader Joe's frozen, and you can squeeze it out. It's come in these little packets, and then do that with like yogurt and granola and stuff.
Oh,
makes for a great breakfast.
That sounds amazing.
Getting gourmet over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then one last thing, and I'm going to leave you guys. But
oh, no.
A great evening veggie salad, is from a website called Once Upon a Chef. I don't know if you know it, but it's generally pretty easy recipes. And it's an Italian salad that had so many veggies in it and this amazing dressing that was a big handful of parsley and basil and I forget what, garlic and a couple other things, and olive oil and vinegar, and you like blend it up, and it makes this kind of thick green dressing, but it was delicious.
Wow, that sounds great, because I've actually been looking to get a little bit more creative with my salads, so that's perfect.
Yeah, me too. I was really bored of what I was doing, and the salad has, I don't know if you like olives, but it has olives and peppers and cucumbers and feta, and it just was totally a meal. It was great.
Wow. Amazing. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yes, great to talk. And I loved your two songs you opened the show with, Molly. They were great.
Oh, I'm so glad.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Talk to you later, Mom. Right.
See ya.
Bye.
Chatting with Molly just loves parent call-ins. They are frequent, and we just, it's just great to catch up.
Yeah.
With our parental units on air.
Yep.
Oh, man. But... yeah, breakfast, I found, when we were living in the dorms, did you go to breakfast every day?
I did, but ate so little. Often
really?
A half of a grapefruit.
Wow, you'd go all the way to the dining hall and just
Yeah, I mean, so I think it was more my sophomore year when I was living with Nancy, a good friend mm-hmm. of mine, because she's a big breakfast person.
Yeah.
Felt weird if we were both going to a 10:30 in the same place to
like,
split
I'll
off.
Meet you there.
Yeah, yeah, meet you there, exactly. So I'd go with her like really almost every morning and just yeah. get a little fruit, a little coffee. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I've always kind of grown up having a little bit of nausea in the morning.
Huh.
And so if I eat a big breakfast pretty soon after I've woken up, especially with eggs, I definitely get a little queasy and it just, yeah, it really doesn't appeal to me.
Huh. That's too bad. So when you were talking about your breakfast this morning, was that like post-workout, like a while after you mm-hmm. had woken up?
Yeah, it was probably like 3 hours after.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
So you do enjoy breakfast food and breakfast ritual just
love
later.
It. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I ever missed a breakfast freshman and like sophomore year, at least when I was on it, limited. And I also found it a very good bonding point with my roommate because Julia, my freshman year, we had such opposite schedules, like literally would never see each other until like the evening, and then it was just a nice way to start off our day, and like we would just go together, and she didn't even have class in the morning, but she's just an early riser, so mm-hmm. we would go. And yeah, I love those half grapefruits, but I'd also eat other things.
Not everyone eats only half grapefruits. What do you think is a steal of the dining hall breakfast spread?
Oh man,
hidden gems.
Pesto.
Breakfast pesto?
Oh, yeah. So you have to. Carm rarely has pesto set out in the morning. Because it's in the sandwich bar. And so they don't, like, even set that up till lunch. But mm-hmm. DeWick will often set out their salsa and their pesto just, like, in the yogurt-ish area or maybe next to it. And so, like, a delicacy breakfast, kind of, like, I don't know, maybe like once a week, twice a week, I would do like a bagel or half a bagel, toast it. Mm. And then, and the timing is tough, right? Because the dining hall is big. So I'd really have a cadence.
Definitely.
Put in the bagel, get cheese on my plate, because they had also shredded cheese. Get the eggs, put them on top of the cheese to melt the cheese. Go back to the bagel.
But just on a plate.
Just on the plate.
You're not putting on the bagel yet.
Right, not yet. Then you go back to the toaster. You got to set the bagel in for the second round because the toaster never toasted enough. Then while it's toasting again, you get your pesto and your cream cheese that you're going to put on the bagel. And then you go collect your bagel, cream cheese it up. Flip the egg, like scoop the egg so that eggs are down, cheese on top, and then pesto or salsa depending on your mood.
Wow.
And that is the hidden gem
that
of DeWick breakfast.
Yeah. I do love, similarly when I was hungry for breakfast. not too often, but like on like Fridays or even the weekend spreads, mm-hmm. brunches in the dining halls, it's so fun to kind of maneuver and work out the timing perfectly. I would like pop some toast in, go get a yogurt bowl, kind mm-hmm. of snack on it, just pull out the bread while it was warm, make sure I had the cheese, melt the cheese.
Yeah.
Feels very productive.
Oh yeah. And the dining hall rhythm, you definitely have to figure out, or else you'll just be wandering for hours.
Yeah.
And I think, those big spreads, like, you can do a lot with that.
Yeah.
And also, like you said, another key piece is, what are you going to snack on while you're starving?
You're starving. Yeah.
I think breakfast yogurt's a great choice. The classic pizza walk, I think, is good for
that.
A little lunch-dinner action.
Often in the during breakfast times, they'll have some breads or croissants or like a pastry item out. Loved grabbing one of those.
Yes.
Two of those, maybe.
Yeah, one
just
or two.
Pounding them in.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the whole DeWitt Carm breakdown? Because you were an uphill gal freshman year, right?
Yep. Hill Hall, yeah. You know, I think it's a bit over-talked about, overhyped.
Yeah.
They've really got the same stuff, you know? It's I think, more of a discussion about the layout of the dining halls rather than the food spread.
Yeah.
And in terms of layout, definitely see positives to both. I think Carm is a great place to work, and I think during off...
But no outlets.
No. Yeah, there are some outlets, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In, like, Georgia area. Have you done the U.S. map system?
No, I have not. What is this Georgia area?
So, if, like, you know... If you walk into Carm and picture like a US map.
Maine,
so you're walking
is
in as like a little like
Texas.
Like little yeah, Texas. You're walking in at like Austin or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so California is all the way in like those kind of dishing area that nobody really sits.
Yep.
And you've then got Maine PA is by like, the windows.
Okay.
Yeah. Maine exactly out there, yeah.
And Iowa's right where the food is.
Hell yeah.
Wow, that is an amazing system. I had never heard about that.
It was quite a shock when I asked someone where they were in CARM and they just said, well, I'm in California. There's a lot of miscommunication after that.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I think both dining halls are great in terms of food, but it's really more of a vibe that you get from each.
Yeah.
Team dinner and team brunch. Could never imagine being in CARM. I know we've done it a couple times, but it seems like such a DeWick atmosphere, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I do think team dinner post-practice, stumbling through DeWick is just a classic. You got to do it. But I like the brunch move in CARM.
Interesting.
I think it's often deserted, and so it feels a little bit more
like
calm.
Takeover.
Yeah, we can just pack those tables together.
Yeah,
because sometimes in DeWick, we're trying to fit like 18 people on a table, and it's like so difficult.
Yeah, it's true.
But I also think like, so freshman year I was DeWick because I was
Haji. Right?
I like never went to CARM.
Yeah,
but during FIT, which was a pre-orientation, we were on campus. And the only dining halls open for pre-O is CARM. So I was, like, the first dining experience I had was in CARM. So I feel like I got really used to the rhythm of CARM. Like, oh, I get my silverware, and then I do my condiments.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
in DeWick, you do your condiments, and then you get your silverware.
Yep.
And I think the debate is really spurred out of people's comfort zone. And then when they go, like you said, the layout of not only kind of like the seating vibe, but also the like food rhythm.
Food spread, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because your actions are much different.
Mm-hmm.
And, but sometimes CARM has like those specialty things.
Mm-hmm.
But DeWick has been getting more specialty things. Mm-hmm. So I agree. I think they're like completely equal.
I do too, yeah.
And both.
So speaking of team dinners.
Yes.
Molly and I have a team dinner coming up this Friday.
Shout out.
Shout out to our own home, which will be the host.
This will be the second, like, over 10-person dinner this kitchen will have seen in a few weeks.
It'll be interesting how people cram their bodies in there.
Yeah, and I think, I hosted a dinner last week. And it was a little bit different because we were like, I wanted everyone seated at a table. But I think for team dinner, we can like couch it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I think couching it is definitely the move, especially if we pull up a movie on the
projectee. Oh, man.
Yeah.
We should think about what movie we want to watch because if we just ask hey guys, like, what movie you want to watch, we'll spend 2 hours trying to
decide. Exactly right. Yeah, it's a good point. So if anyone has any suggestions out there,
please call
team dinner movies. But so with team dinner, so we're doing a pasta dinner this Friday.
Yeah.
Seems easy enough, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to bring the pasta, bring the sauce, or make the pasta, make the sauce.
Yeah.
People bring sides, desserts, whatnot. But I was in the car going to PK's, one of our team workouts.
Yeah.
And I decided to pull the car. Look, I'm going to the grocery store after this workout. What shape of pasta do you think would be good? Like, I feel like this is a little bit of a contentious issue.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how contentious it was.
Really?
People start shouting out, oh, you gotta get rotini. Like, no way are we getting the bow ties. And I was like, okay,
people
what
are
about penne?
Bow ties.
And they were like, penne? Like, that's what? So plain. And I was like, well, then they're all the same. It's all pasta, you know?
It's all pasta.
So then finally people calm down a little bit. And I'm like, okay, maybe we just go classic spaghetti. I feel like we've done that before.
Yeah.
And I hear a little grumble in the back. And Bugs speaks up and is like, please, if we have to do one pasta, please let it not be spaghetti. I'm like, what the heck?
Dang, Bugs.
So I'm curious, do you feel like there's a pasta that is ideal for everyone?
Man.
Do you have a favorite?
So
I've never thought of this being such a big thing.
I did imagine. I thought you were going to say like, and it was just unanimous. Everyone liked this, but it was not
sure
that.
I wish that was the case,
Man, Claire and I talk a lot about mouthfeel with pasta. I think we all like a firm mouthfeel. So my point of view is like curlier the better. I just like a lot going on.
What do you mean by that?
So if I had to pick between penne and like bow tie's a little bit more like crunched and curly, even minimally, I'm gonna pick bow tie. But like rigatoni, is that what like
rotini.
That's rotini.
Yep.
The like
corkscrew.
And then there's some like fancy curly guys.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I just like anything that will get the sauce or whatever you on it like all mixed up in there.
So what pasta would not do that for
like
you?
Spaghetti. I don't think spaghetti does a great job of incorporating like vegetables or something.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Or like tomato bit. Like any sauce can kind of lather pasta.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I had like chunks of tomato, how is that going to fare to like a long strand of spaghetti?
Mm.
Don't get me wrong. Love spaghetti. Like,
it's actually my favorite pasta.
I think most pastas are delicious.
Yep.
And yeah, recently from Wegmans has a lot of interesting ones. I got little circles the other day, and it's like straight like SpaghettiOs. Like,
just circle, like pinwheel, or what are those
circles? No, they're not pinwheels. Pinwheels are good, actually. I like those.
Really?
But sometimes they're too al dente in the middle.
Yeah, I would actually say I hate pinwheels.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the al dente nature.
Al dente and structurally, I feel like they are so random.
Okay.
Yeah, who decided to make that shape? And
yeah,
why
I don't
is it
know.
Better than others?
Yeah, it's a great question. And yeah, so these small guys, they were fun. I don't know if I'd buy them again.
Did you feel like you were eating soup?
No, I felt like I was eating rice in a weird shape, right?
Because
you're like collecting. No, it was. So honestly, it'd probably, that's a better description of what it was like. Maybe it was like orzo, but they're like circles and they're thin little like guys and they just, they're like spaghetti. Haven't you seen
spaghetti?
Yeah,
yeah,
except without the soup. It's just like, just those noodles.
What the heck?
And so it's not like you're like stabbing at them. You're really scooping them. Yeah. But they're kind of fun.
That is completely different.
Yeah, very different. I love orzo.
I
How
do
you
love orzo.
Orzo.
Yeah, I love orzo, although it's has such a different association for me than any type
than
of
pasta.
Yeah, I would
do
never
you think
put
of
red
more
sauce
like
on it.
A rice?
Yeah, more like a rice. I feel like I imagine it going with like feta, tomato, olives, like a pasta salad.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, you're right. I would maybe put marinara, but I'd put like a pesto and just kind of eat it as like a pesto pasta type of deal.
I feel like because it's so small and minimally textured,
mm-hmm.
I need something else. I need a little chunky chunk. Yeah, a little chunky chunk, yeah.
Yeah. But what are your... So you got rigatoni. Or what'd you get? Rotini.
What is rigatoni, though? You've said that, and I can't put my finger on the
shape. I don't know. Should we Google it?
Yeah, Google it.
Okay. Behind the scenes, we're just going to do a little Goog.
Stay tuned.
Let's see, rigatoni.
Because I'm thinking, you know, there's
rotini.
Linguine. Maybe it's those big fat chunks.
Tube-shaped pasta of varying lengths. Images. Okay. Yep. So rigatoni.
It's like
big tubes.
Like a penne.
Yeah, but bigger almost. And then rotini. Okay, corkscrew is what you got.
Yep. Those guys, but tricolor.
Okay, nice. Oh, also, speaking of tricolor, what's the deal with that? Are they flavored differently?
So interesting. I come back from grocery shopping, put them on, talk to Claire about how I decided actively to buy tricolor rather than just like fusilli or rotini or whatever the regular ones are.
Yeah.
Because I felt like a little bit healthier eating tricolor. And as soon as the words came out of my mouth, I immediately felt so stupid for saying that because I think they're probably just dyed.
So I think, yeah, the green and red, yes, but are they like wheat pasta? They might just be wheat.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, you can buy whole wheat pasta or like normal pasta. And these are like darker. So maybe they're kind of like whole wheat pasta. But maybe
they're
not.
Like also green, red, and orange.
But you can, yeah, but I feel like they're like a darker. If you were to just like dye yellow pasta, I feel like it'd be a brighter.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just assuming.
That's
wrong.
A good point. But at the end of the day, what is like causing the color? And I feel like it's dye, unless they like shred up spinach or something, which is very.
Right. But I don't know how much healthier like a molecule of spinach would make the whole thing green.
I know. I think you're right.
But I mean, I think tricolor is more fun. I would say
that. Yeah, I think it's more fun.
Yeah. Okay. If we're in the spaghetti realm. Fettuccine, spaghetti, linguine, angel hair.
Okay, let's hit the
spaghetti
audience and me with a couple definitions.
Okay, so spaghetti and angel hair are kind of a duo. Spaghetti's round, like it has a circular cross section.
Okay.
And so does angel hair, but much smaller. So they're kind of paired up. And then fettuccine and linguine are both kind of flat and would have a more rectangular cross section.
Got it.
And fettuccine's thicker, linguine's thinner. But probably same, like, I'm talking height.
Fettuccine, like, okay, I can picture that. Fettuccine Alfredo, those big flat guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about our long stringy pastas?
We really got them all in there.
Yeah. We got a little diagram up.
Got a little diagram. So we're talking just about spaghetti varieties right now?
Yeah, the long stringy guys.
Yeah, I personally am just not quite a fan of spaghetti because exactly what you said, I feel like it can't pick up anything.
Yeah.
I also feel like it's not that enjoyable to eat because I'm constantly thinking about how is it going to get into my mouth.
Okay, yeah, like the twirl.
The twirl, the shove, cut.
Yeah,
the cut. I just go ahead and like cut them all into one-inch little tubes?
Right.
Or
if you're by yourself, are you like slurping?
I'm slurping. Yeah, big time.
Yeah. I think I like, yeah, you're right in that the eating experience is much different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really an ensemble of your arms, like constantly figuring out.
Yeah.
But if you have to eat it,
yeah.
I think I like angel hair.
No way. Would have gone fettuccine, other end of the spectrum.
Okay. Because I just like, I don't know, it's like a similar thing to the curly aspect. There's just like a lot of things going on and I don't like big chunks. I like kind of I don't know how I could make an analogy to the curliness, but it just kind of is easier to process in your mouth. There's like more going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's thinner, so you feel like you get more texture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think more texture.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we could even move into like Asian style noodles with like udon.
Egg, rice.
Yeah. And like those udon noodles that are like
those
really
are so
big.
Good. Yeah.
And then like Pad See Ew has like those flat, like drunk noodles that are like huge. They're almost like lasagna noodles cut in half.
They are rice noodles, aren't they?
Yes.
They're like, but yes, but they're big
they
and flat.
They do have a rice base instead of a flour base.
It's
a whole world.
It is a whole world.
And how do you feel about ravioli? The stuffed
pasta. Yeah, I love ravioli.
Square or the like, what are the round ones called? Do they have a different name?
Yeah, don't they start with an O? It's, let's have Googie
for
that one
too. What is it? Well, Goog. What are they? Okay, ravioli are all square that's coming up. Ravioli round. Let's see what that is. Nope. Still just. What are those called?
It's orky. Oh, does this sound familiar or something?
Man, I don't know.
Let's get on it.
Ravioli types, maybe. If any. Like these tortellini. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, you were thinking of tortellini.
Yeah, the like stuffed pasta, but it's like not flat.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, I was thinking of orecchiette.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard of that. Oh man, we have a whole new list as well. So tortellini.
Do you see it on there though?
I don't. But gnocchi.
Right.
Oh, how do you feel about gnocchi?
So that's potato-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And flour. Lots of flour.
Yeah, yeah. It's flour. It's just, yeah, I feel like I'm expecting pasta and then I don't get pasta. And so it's a little bit of a shock to the system.
Okay.
I can't quite come to terms with what it really is. I mean, I know it's potato.
Yeah,
but and flour. But yeah, I feel like I would just rather have pasta.
Interesting.
I guess if it has really good sauce on there,
yeah,
I could get behind it.
But we got to hold the sauce constant, right?
Yeah, you're right,
comparing.
You're right. Yeah.
But I actually love...
Let's just have an amazing sauce.
Yeah, if there's a horrible sauce on spaghetti, I'd go for gnocchi. But yeah, I don't know. I like the pillowy. Like, I got to say, bad gnocchi, I don't like. And I would say like...
What is bad gnocchi?
Like,
bad
really
texture?
Dense, like rubbery.
Okay.
But the good gnocchi is less rubber, more pillow, right? So it's like fluffy and like you're biting in and it's not like a, you could like stretch it.
Yep.
It just kind of like comes apart. Just
says
a little and yeah, I definitely enjoy a good gnocchi. Man, I gotta say, when we started the show, we had 17 listeners. We're down to 10. So,
well, maybe we better change subjects.
But
well, should we play a little game or something?
Yeah.
I do really like talking about food. You know.
Yeah. You know what?
That other people don't
we
like
can
that.
Just. It doesn't matter. We can just keep talking about
okay.
food. No rate. We're not bound by any ratings here.
Okay.
Yeah. So. This pasta deal, I'm trying to think, how, have you ever made pasta?
Man, if I had, it would be at home, or like my mom would have made it, but I don't think we have. I think, I mean, you have to have a pasta machine, right? You have to have one, or like some sort of flattener or
yeah, I think you
churner.
Hypothetically could do it with a rolling pin, just really flatten it out, but that'd
okay.
be a lot more work.
It's so interesting. You and my mom are just quite on the same wavelength. Every
yeah.
time you, like, as soon as you brought up gnocchi, she had just texted me, what about gnocchi?
Oh, my gosh.
So
amazing.
Maybe the listeners that are interested are
yeah,
really interested.
The people who stuck around really know what's up. Yeah. I would love to make pasta. I think so. Caroline has a type of pasta. It's a little bit like orzo,
mm-hmm.
where you make a dough and then you kind of put it through this thing and it shoots out like little
strands.
Pellets. Like,
what shape are we talking about?
Like orzo shape.
Oh, tiny,
like,
tiny.
Tiny, yeah, okay. yeah, yeah. And so. And it was delicious.
Yeah.
I remember we made it the night of draft night for FitFu.
Got it.
Just in the kitchen of 40. And it was so fun. But I would love to make pasta.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I've never really had like freshly made
yeah,
pasta.
I don't think
and
I
think
either.
I think I'm missing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I don't
so
even realize.
Well. Oh, we got a second caller. I know exactly who this is. And we'll see who it is. Hello.
Hello, Molly. It's Dad. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dad?
Hello, Mr. Lippman.
Hello, Margo. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good. Give my regards to both yourself and your mother, who sounds like a very wise woman.
I sure will.
So do you have any thoughts on the pasta debate, Dad?
Yeah, I just think in general that you guys talking about food is terrific. That's what people want to hear. In today's, you know, climate of public affairs, yielding hate speech, because people are so partisan, talking about food is a nice, lovely, warm thing we can sort of all agree and, you know, sort of see things differently and agree to that. It's an excellent topic.
I agree.
I do agree, yeah.
I think, yeah, just on a bigger note of, like, food is a great thing to bring people together in any situation.
I wonder if the demographics of our listeners are, like, a high percentage of students.
Yeah,
and so maybe
I wonder.
They're looking for some more, like, Tufts-related topics.
Content, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. But 10's still pretty...
But they
like,
get that everywhere else. I mean, even if that's what they want more often than not, they have that more often than not.
Yeah.
What you offer is rarely offered.
It's true.
It is true.
Yeah,
and,
we should...
And welcome.
Yeah, we could just start a podcast, maybe. Just about food.
And this week, it's broccoli.
Yeah.
Yeah. I particularly like, Molly, when you said, I like to start my show by asking my guests what they had for breakfast. That's a wonderful way to get a food talk show off to
agree. And Michael was telling me that this other, I forget which show, but another famous kind of YouTube series uses that as a mic check. They never do that live, but they kind of like, when they're doing sound checks with their guests, they'll have guests just rant about their breakfast. But here we just put it right on air.
Yeah, why not?
Well, it's like sometimes with recording artists like Dylan, the outtakes are better than the finished product.
Yeah, just put that right on. So what are you up to, Dad?
I'm going to go meet John. He's dropping his car off, and I'll pick him up, and we'll go to lunch. And we traditionally flip the silver dollar at the end to see who pays. So I'm bringing the silver dollar, and I'll tell him about my trip. And he just finished a motorcycle trip too, so he'll tell me about his trip.
Nice. Is this the first time you've seen him since you got back?
Second time.
Nice.
How extensive was his motorcycle trip? Where did he go?
I think he went to the Ohio-Pennsylvania border with a friend. Old friend when he was a child, and this man is my age, and I'm Molly's dad, that he reconnected with. They both ride motorcycles. They went to sort of the Ohio-Pennsylvania border and back.
Well, that sounds pretty fun.
Yeah. And where are you guys going to eat?
Barancini's, speaking of pasta.
I was actually gonna guess that you would go to Barancini's.
Well, so
he doesn't usually go there. I mean, I go there, but he doesn't usually go there too often.
Right.
Now, what type of pasta do you think you're going to be ordering?
Well, all the discussion about gnocchi. I mean, I'm the kind of guy, you talk about food, something in the back of my mind develops a craving. So I talk about gnocchi effectively. Okay.
But what do you always get at Barancini's?
I usually get the lasagna. They have fabulous lasagna.
Okay.
Yeah.
They make it with bechamel cheese instead of ricotta. Mm. And I really think that's an improvement. Mm.
Yeah. They do have wonderful lasagna. It's like...
They have great lasagna.
Yeah.
Great lasagna.
How do they serve it?
For my money, it's the best restaurant, certainly the best Italian, but the best restaurant in Iowa City, which is saying something, which might surprise Margo and your Boston area listeners, that there's a lot of good restaurants in Iowa City, Iowa, but there are.
Well, I've heard from Molly, yeah.
It's sort of the food capital of Iowa.
Self-declared food capital.
Well, in life, everything is self-declared.
That's true.
So for this lasagna, I'm curious how they serve it, because I feel like most often when I have lasagna, I have it at home or something, and it's kind of just a slab on a plate, you know? And I feel like at a restaurant, how do they spice it up? How do they make it look good?
That's a good question. I would say it looks good, but it is a slab on a plate. They have no vegetables with it. It's a slab on a plate with sauce over it. But it's a slab on a plate.
Yeah. I think the key is the actual lasagna is not very saucy. So they cut out a piece and it's very dense and it's very firm. And then they put sauce over it when they serve it. So it's not like flying out everywhere. Yeah. It's very contained.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sauce is like a blanket in more ways than one, actually. Yeah.
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 Well, I hope you enjoy your lunch.
Thank you.
Take some pics for me. I know I love Barancini's as well, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you, Molly. Thank you, ladies. Have a wonderful day.
Nice talking to you.
Bye, Dad.
Nice talking to you. Say hi to your mom. Bye.
Alrighty. Yeah, Barancini's, it's like this nice, like, kind of fancy Italian restaurant that's like kind of pricey for dinner, but they have amazing prices for lunch. And it's just like same quality of food.
Yeah.
A little bit of a different menu, maybe smaller portions, but not by much. And it's great.
You know what restaurant that reminds me of?
What?
High price dinner, but amazing deals for lunch. What can you think of? Very different than Italian.
Shoot, high priced dinner, amazing deals for lunch.
I'd say you and I have definitely gone there for lunch.
Oh, easy. Najia.
So for those who don't know, Najia is a sushi restaurant in Union Square, I believe.
No, in Medford Square.
Medford Square. Yeah. Okay, Medford Square. Pretty pricey dinners for this all-you-can-eat offering that they provide.
But compared to other all-you-can-eat dinners, it's actually not so bad. But it is like
$15.99? What is it?
For dinner, it's $24, I think.
Whoa.
And for lunch, it's $14.
Okay. So that's the thing. Yeah, for lunch, you can go get all-you-can-eat sushi at like 1 in the afternoon for $14.99. And you really don't need to eat breakfast or dinner. So you're getting all three meals.
Or
massive meals.
Breakfast or dinner the next day either. Depending.
It holds you out for actually a week long. Yeah.
And Marcus, do you want to tell about our listeners about the last time we went?
Yeah.
And what the timing of that was.
Yeah. I think this is actually the only time I've been. I would love to go again, though.
Yeah.
So Molly, I think Claire.
April.
Not Claire?
I don't think so. I think it was just the three of us.
Okay, so it was Molly, April, another teammate of ours, and myself, who went to Najia. Got there maybe around 1, I think, actually. Yep. We were so excited. I don't think we'd eaten breakfast.
Yeah, and we'd been planning talking on eating about dinner. This for days.
Yeah, we were talking, planned it out. Yeah. And we were all hanging around campus because we were going to nationals, so finals had ended. We really had nothing to do, so this was going to be the highlight of our day.
Yep.
Lo and behold, we have practiced 2 hours after the lunch, but we figured that's going to be okay. You know? I mean, two hours. Yeah, it's 2 hours. Yeah. Everybody eats 2 hours before practice. So, we go to Najia. We are so excited. I think we start off by ordering maybe 7 or 8 rolls. We figure like 2, 2.5 per person.
Yeah.
Would be good. Definitely plow through that one.
Yeah, we're like, all right, next.
Full. Yeah, exactly, next. Feeling full, but it is all you can eat. Yeah. Got to get our bang for our buck.
Yeah.
So I think we order another cup of rolls.
Yeah.
Definitely feeling it by then.
Yeah.
And I think we order like a final roll. Yeah, yeah. A third round.
Yeah.
Because again, we're figuring why not, you know?
Right. And we're sitting down for all of this. And I don't think we have gotten up at this point. And sometimes when you're sitting down, you don't really realize what's going on in your body.
Yeah. I often find that with my dessert portions. Mm. I'm sitting down, sometimes even lying down, watching a movie. I don't even get full.
Yeah.
You just plow through the food.
Yeah.
So, we are sitting down, and we just kind of load it all in, and then it is truly when we stand up to catch the bus back that we all have trouble walking, even to the bus station that is maybe 50 feet away.
Yeah.
And at that time, I mean, we had eaten so much that it actually had been a pretty long meal.
Yeah, about an hour and a half.
So practice is now in half an hour. And we're really struggling to stand. This is in May.
Yeah. This practice happened to be hottest practice of the season.
It's probably 90 degrees out there. Yeah. Yeah, but still great memories.
Yeah, great memes. We show up to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And It comes in waves, right? It's like, wow, I'm actually going to yarf sushi right now. And then it's like, I can do this. And then it's like, I'm sweating soy sauce right now.
It's true. It is
and
true.
And then, but we got through it. Nobody yarfed, so.
Yeah. It definitely did hit me during warm-ups, though.
Oh,
I was like,
I
can't even imagine that we have 2 more hours to go.
Yeah.
And I was struggling to make an upline cut.
Yeah, every step was a battle.
Yeah.
But a battle won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not lost, at least.
Yeah.
Najia's great. So my brother Michael is coming into town for a business conference.
Awesome.
And for like a week. And so we're going to hang out. And I've been telling him about Najia. I think April. Honestly, it's like early May. So it's like right around finals.
Okay.
Which is perfect.
Yeah.
Because then we can go weekday lunch.
Yes.
And he has been, we've been wanting to do this. And so maybe you can come back with us.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. We do need to get a little PSA. Do you want me to read one or should I just play one?
I'd say that's your choice, lady.
Okay, let's read one. They're always a little funky, so we'll just pick one at random.
Okay.
This one titled, Walking is Good Exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transport. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Boom. Roasted.
Boom. Roasted. They really roasted us.
They did.
Because I have never walked to Harvard. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I haven't either. Although I would say I think both of us are good walkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm always walking to Davis rather than like taking the shuttle or something.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And yeah, this summer I feel like you were always going on walks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I can't say if I felt that way.
But yeah, I also like enjoy walking.
Yeah.
A medium amount.
Yeah. So. I feel like my thinking capital is greatly increased by
Yeah, I
walking.
Agree. Yeah, so do you have any overall conclusional thoughts on food you'd want to share? Because I feel like that was really our theme this sesh.
Man, my concluding thoughts are that food is amazing. And
yeah.
It's so hard to ever get bored from food because there are infinite amount of meals that you can make. And I would say now having transitioned to be a cooking vegetarian, I still am so excited for every dinner, lunch, and breakfast.
Yep.
Regardless of the lack of meat.
Yeah. I agree that some people, my dad actually says this, some people eat to live and Lippmans live to eat. So. I just want to share a quick note. We call this the Lippman dilemma. Often in life, you have to choose between sleep and food. And this comes up mostly, we found, in hotels. If there's like a breakfast that ends at a certain time, do you wake up in order to go, or do you sleep and then miss breakfast? And sometimes that will happen like at night, where there are like naps, you gotta wake up. And so our family is constantly trying to solve that dilemma.
Where do you fall?
I fall that it mostly I will try to get around it and say, hey dad, you're up early, can you just grab me some food and when I wake up I can eat it? And I think community effort is really the answer. The solution. We all got to help each other. I have a little shout out to give to Hannah Poborski, and for listening to the show. So shout out
HP. Thanks for listening.
And with that, I think we're gonna wrap up. We're gonna play a little All My Love by George Ezra. I haven't listened to this song in a while, so hopefully it's a banger. And thanks to all of our listeners, and this has been Chatting with Molly. Hello. I don't know why the song isn't playing, but we'll I guess we'll do a different song. All right.